I've thought an awful lot about, but I want to continue with the thought about God's Word. But I've thought an awful lot today about trouble that we face, and, you know, heartaches, and you know, pains. David talked about pains, pains of the soul, pains of the heart. He, in one place, and I love this verse, he said, he wished he had the wings of a dove. He said, for then I would fly away and be at rest. What he was saying is that, you know, I'd love to just be able to fly away, away from those trials, those troubles, those sorrows. And isn't that every man, every woman? To want to escape, just escape the trouble, the contention, strife, sin, burdens, valleys, hardships, whatever that it may be. there is a place, and it's in prayer, that you and I, it's the only place that you and I can truly fly away, be at rest, get out of those things. But I want to look in Ephesians, and it's just a thought for this evening. We've read this, preached this, verse 1, for this cause, I, Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. This stood out to me today. Verse number 4, after that Paul had said in verse 2, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, maybe some of them had not heard. They had not attained that knowledge of the dispensation that they were in. The actual spiritual day that they had came into, all that was going on around them, all that had happened in the book of Acts, the transition of the, you know, the gospel just to the Jew, but now to the Gentile as well. The preaching of the gospel, that revelation, and now people being born again. It's not sacrifices anymore. And I mean, they're under a whole new program. They're not bringing lambs and turtle doves and things to an high priest anymore. They're walking boldly before the throne of grace, bringing their petition to the great high priest, who has fulfilled all. That has put them in a whole new dispensation. The dispensation you and I are still in. The dispensation of the grace of God. There's never been a dispensation like this dispensation. The dispensation of grace. And Paul said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, I want to talk to you about the importance of reading. The importance of reading your Bible. It's important to read your Bible. You're never going to understand just how important it is to read. Paul said, when you read, he was telling them, ye may understand my knowledge. Can you imagine understanding, Brother Benjamin, the knowledge the Apostle Paul had in his mind? Well, he said, when you read, you may understand my knowledge. What's been given me? Paul got it partly by Scripture. No doubt much Christ revealed to him in the Old Testament. That's all they had. They had been written. But it was hid, Brother Jerry, the mystery. It was hid in there. Like gold under the ground. I mean, to dig it out. The Spirit of God, by revelation, opened Paul's understanding. Can you imagine the first time Paul the Apostle saw Abraham taking Isaac up the mountain in a spiritual way and saw Christ? Can you imagine the first time that Paul saw that? Can you imagine the other things that the Apostle Paul, the Spirit revealed to him? Because, listen, even though this book is literal, and it is literal, we believe the literal interpretation, don't we, Brother Mike? But it is spiritually discerned. And a man that is carnal-minded cannot comprehend what is literally written right in front of him. Because there's a spiritual comprehension that must come with it. The Spirit of God helping us to understand. Helping us to read. You see, it's important to read, and it's important not to just read it like any other book. We should read it with help of the Holy Spirit. We should always ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal to me your word. Show me thy word. Paul the Apostle said, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, first to even understand that there were dispensations, that comes from reading, just reading. His grace. I mean, Brother Mike, if you were to teach on grace, Brother Brandon, if you were to teach on grace, how long do you think it would take you to teach grace to this group of people? We're spending our lives, our whole lives, trying to teach that one thing, the grace of God. Grace, God's grace. And, you know, we sometimes simplify it and put it in, you know, I forget what the name of that is when you take words and you put words with it, like G-R-A-C-E, God's riches according to Christ's expense. Well, it's a good explanation. That ain't going to tell you everything about God's grace. We can spend our lives trying to comprehend the grace of God through this word. And Paul said how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. That was a mystery. He revealed to me. If he had never read, he had never seen it. If he never had a desire to feed on the Word, how that we must desire as God's people to feed on this Word. That's where we're going to get a hunger. I've preached about that recently, trying to get us in the mindset of revival, where we need to, as God's people, try to walk, to have a hunger and a thirst. That's going to come through reading the Word. Having a hunger for this first. See, a real hunger, when we say, blessed is he that doeth hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. You could go on and do a many a thing, but if it never causes you to hunger for this, it's not a real hunger. It's not the right hunger. My wife tells me all the time, I feed myself a lot. I eat junk. That ain't helping me none. My wife says, you could eat something that's a little bit better for you. You understand what I'm saying tonight? We can try to feel that spiritual hunger on a lot of things. A lot of those things may be junk. But this is not junk. This is the sincere milk of the Word. Amen. The bread of heaven. Thank God. Manna. Amen, as we call it. Praise God. And so, this is what a real hunger will cause us to feed on this. God will begin to reveal things. How? By His Spirit. By His Spirit. The Apostle Paul says plainly in verse 5, when he was talking about, he said, in verse 4, whereby when ye read, only when you read, if you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This mystery, which in other ages, think of the thousands of men in other ages, think of the years and the days, that mystery remained a mystery. But now it is revealed. And it is revealed when we read. Revealed, he said, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The same Spirit of God that gave revelation to Daniel can give us revelation, can open our understanding. I'm not talking about some new revelation. There is no new revelation. We know that. We know there's no new prophecies. God ain't adding to His Word today. Amen. We have it. We believe that. Amen. Because of what the Scripture says, not just because we decided to believe it. It's amazing at the people today, they could just come up with a nifty thought that sounds good and make people believe it. And they have no scriptural basis. But I have scriptural basis to say what I just said. I've quoted this scripture many times. God said, don't add to His Word. Don't take away from His Word. That's enough. That right there is enough. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. But God reveals this by His Spirit. The same Spirit of God that gave, read that about Daniel, that amazes me. That God put in him the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. That draws my spiritual man, Brother Dave. that God gave Daniel, that spirit of understanding. It was the spirit of God opening his mind, opening the wisdom of God in Daniel's mind to be able to understand, to even be able to see what he had never even heard. Now that is great revelation. That king's dream was hid from him. Daniel told him what the dream was. That's great revelation. We don't have something necessarily hid. We have it written in black and white. What if I had said, go pray and ask God what should be the next chapter in this book? You understand what I'm saying? How would I know? How would I know? But God gave revelation to them. Now we have it. Now we have it. Look at it like it's just a bunch of blank pages. There are words here. Words that's been given already by inspiration. Words that you and I can believe by faith, and that the Spirit of God can open our knowledge and our understanding, and all it takes is us to read it. It's important to read. He said, whereby when you read, you may understand. You're never going to understand algebra unless you start at the beginning, reading it. You're never going to understand what this Bible is saying unless you start reading. It's important that you read, that you may understand what many other, he said, my knowledge, what other men. I used to think to myself, I wish I knew the Bible like my granddaddy. Now, I'm still striving to get there. But I'm a lot further along than I was 32 years ago. I think now if he was alive, Brother Mike, me and him could sit down and have a real good Bible conversation. More than me just asking him a lot of questions. Well, I'd love still to ask him a lot of questions. I could talk to him, Brother Jerry Lee, on a spiritual level about some of these things that's contained in this book. Why? The same Spirit of God that revealed it to him, like Paul, his understanding. I've read it. Now we can have that understanding. This understanding, think the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ. Greatest mystery ever. Nostradamus ain't got nothing on this. The world thinks they got some grand mysteries to solve. Listen, I can answer every one of their mysteries just by looking at this book. And I can tell them what's lies. And I can tell them what's false. I can tell them what's heresy. I can tell them what's demonic, and you can too. I can tell them what comes from God and what doesn't simply by looking in this book, by reading it. We become an authority to presidents and ambassadors. Why? Because we are ambassadors of Christ, the highest of all, the greatest of mysteries. The King of Kings. Listen, I like reading about King James, and I like reading, you know, how that he, you know, gave the authority to all those men, and how, you know, he wanted a man to have a Bible, and how he made them cross-reference one another. That was to make sure this group wasn't trying to put their agenda in, and make sure this group wasn't trying to just put their agenda in. And they had to make a true effort to bring that into the English language. God did a miracle. Amen. But to know more about Christ, the King of Kings. I love reading about King David, the greatest king Israel ever had, but not will have. But I love finding out about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mystery of Christ. God manifested in the flesh. God, the Creator, manifested in the flesh. Created. God made Himself a body. Amen? God made Himself a body. And lived among us as a man. Sinless. To be our sacrifice. To keep the law He gave that was at enmity against us. It kept us from God. Why? We couldn't keep it. Guilty we are. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. As is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Could you imagine living 3,000 years ago? What would you have had that you could have read? What would I have had 4,000 years ago? What would I have had that I could have read? That I could know the mystery of Christ. We hold great wisdom in this book. Wisdom that other men in other ages could just, and all we have to do is read it. Read it. When you read, the same thing that God revealed to His holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. Doctrine after doctrine, right there, just in that statement. Partakers of His promise in Christ. In Christ, by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. I was made a minister. But I had to read it. How could I be a minister of something that I have not read? We should read it. It's important to read it. It's like being a part of this church. It's important to read that covenant. If you've not read it in a while, read it again. Keep it in heart. Why? Because you are a minister of it, an ambassador of it. You've been made a part of it. A lot of people go through their church and never even, I have no doubt that there are people sitting in Baptist churches that have a church covenant, maybe even have 10 commandments, and many of them never have taken the time one time to read it. What about this? Do you read it? You should hunger for it. You should thirst for it. In it contains the gift of the grace of God. the effectual working of His power. You want to know how the power of God works in our lives? Read it. Read this book. This book by the Spirit becomes alive in us. And that is where the Spirit of God begins to work in power in our lives. The power of not just our words, but the very words of God. I look at this, I go down through every verse. Paul said unto me, who am the less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. I think what a worm I am, and God has given me this. God has given us this. When you read, you may understand. When you read, you may understand. It's important to read to feed on the right thing. It's important to read to have it revealed the right thing. A lot of people's way of thinking about God is not right. It's because they've not read. I mean, people that have been to church their whole life, and they've got weird ideas about God that are not scriptural, that are not biblical, beliefs, doctrines, the way they live. All of that in our life is affected when we read. Listen, faith cometh by hearing. It's good to come to church and hear it talk and hear it preached, but there's a little something different when you read it. It becomes more personal. It becomes your daily bread. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Do you think it's talking about just the food we eat? Or do you think He was talking just maybe a little bit more? I'm sure it has something to do with that, but it probably has a lot more to do with the daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. You need it daily. You think you need to eat every day and drink water every day? You do, and you need this every day. You need to read. You need to read it. You need to pick it up. You need to handle it. Paul talked about how we've handled. Of course, they're speaking of Christ. We've handled the word of life. This is the word of life. Lo, I come in the volume of a book. Do you love this? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Read Him. Pray with Him. Open it up before you when you pray. I've said it many times. You don't have to try to read whole chapters and whole books every day. Now, if you've got an insatiable desire to read, read on. But read something and read it with understanding. It's something you can eat on. Something that you can grow on. That's what you're looking for. Something you can grow on. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. This last thing, I'm going to try to wrap this up. I think you know what I'm saying tonight. I'm trying to attach your mind to what you're reading. A mystery. The next verse, unsearchable riches of Christ. Just think, you just think about that. Just meditate on that. The unsearchable riches. All I have to do is read. Realize how important this is to read. I know I've preached along this before about how important your Bible is, and it's because it is. It's one of the most, listen, this and prayer. I was reading again today about David said it. I think it was Daniel did it. I know he did. I believe that it was probably something, you know, Muslims will pray five times a day at specific times. And they all do that. And it's really, it's just a going through the motion type thing. It's something that they've put in their life. Well, the Hebrews, many of them, I believe, it was the same way. It was a morning, and a noon, and an evening. Three times a day that they would kneel before God toward Jerusalem. Or kneel toward the temple. Three times a day they would call out on God. David mentioned that. It's important. We would see the unsearchable riches of Christ to make all men see. Listen, this is not something that God wants to keep hid from you. Some people may think, well, that's just for teachers and the preacher and, you know, I don't have that kind of understanding. God will give you that kind of understanding. That all men, verse 9, see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. Again, something hid that God has revealed to us, who created all things by Jesus Christ. That last part is greater wisdom. Listen, even for your little children, the school will try to teach them all kinds of things. They can know in their heart all things were made by Jesus Christ. A simple statement, yet more wisdom than the majority of the world has. All things were created by Him. All we had to do was read that. How wonderful that it is. I've said this, I mean, to understand even John 3:16, when God really opens your mind and your heart. It's one thing to read it and another to read it with understanding. Read it with understanding. It's important that you learn to read it with understanding. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, God's Spirit will give you the understanding. Sometimes it may take you just taking a portion and meditating on it. So what do I do, Brother Mark? Well, I'm not talking about meditation, you know, where you sit with your legs crossed and your fingers and stuff and you put candles. I'm just talking about your thought. Your heart is upon it. You're thinking about it. It's on your mind. You're chewing on those words. You're asking God to help you with that understanding. Boy, you talk about God may just let you see something and say, this is what I'm talking about. Amen. I want you to stand this evening. Bless your heart.